today is the day Show Me State Fam. Missourians will join the millions of people who have enrolled in Medicaid expansion. And I'm so honored as the Biden-Harris administration has announced the Missouri Medicaid expansion today. And we are talking to Shaquita Brooks-LaShore, the first Black woman to lead the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a privilege to be in this seat. We are responsible for 144 million lives between Medicare, Medicaid, and Marketplace. And congratulations to Missouri.
Yes, we got the, that's one thing that we got right, and I'm loving it. The voters wanted this. And so tell us, what does this mean about Missouri starting to process the applications for Medicaid expansion and what those who need it can expect?
This is so exciting. So right now, people should go to covermissouri.org and see if they are eligible for comprehensive coverage. And this is for people who, a single adult who makes about $18,000 a year, for families making about $36,000, $37,000 a year, are eligible, newly eligible for Medicaid. And if you're higher income than that, you should also look to see you might be eligible for coverage under the ACA.
And from what I understand, Shaquita, the state of Missouri estimates approximately 275,000 between 19 and 64 are now eligible for health coverage. I mean, how amazing is that?
It's so wonderful. Medicaid is life-changing. It is a lifeline. I had the privilege of being on the phone with a person who talked about how Medicaid coverage was saving her life because now she could go get go to the doctor for her cancer treatment. Means being able to go to the getting your regular checkup, access to mental health services. Medicaid provides critical lifeline to people all over the country, and so glad that Missouri can now take advantage of that as well.
And we see that in about a dozen states, over 3 million Americans, more than half who are people of color, Shaquita, still haven't gained access to quality health care coverage in the remaining Medicaid non-expansion states. Now, while getting health care should never be a partisan issue, I know there's some thoughts that maybe Missouri, now being a red state, we used to be purple girl, that other red states will come along and see how important it is for everyone who needs it to have it.
I hope so. There's an incredible opportunity right now for states. The American Rescue Plan put additional dollars on the table for states to expand. Missouri is taking advantage of that, and we hope the other 12 states will do so.
And how important, because I know you have a busy day with everything you got going on, sis. I appreciate you even talking to us for a few minutes. How important is it to have Medicaid expansion with the pandemic, because it still hasn't gone anywhere?
Absolutely. I mean, we have seen over the last year and a half how important it is for our country, for the people who are affected, and for our country as a whole, to make sure that when people get sick, they have access to care, and that we have access to care so that we don't get sick. So whether it's from testing to vaccines to treatments, health coverage is critical for addressing that, as well as for addressing the underlying health disparities, the racial disparities that have been part of our system for many decades.
Well, today is the day. Missouri Medicaid expansion application process is open. Go to covermissouri.org. I just want to thank you, Shaquita Brooks-LaShore, the first Black woman to lead the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. Look forward to seeing what more happens across this United States of America so people can get the health care they need.
Thank you so much for having me.